This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A major announcement by U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy regarding negotiations over raising the country's debt limit.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
McCarthy emphasized that the deal may not be absolute. The text has to be finalized and submitted to members of Congress and voted on, which he believes will occur by Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday ordered stronger border security to ensure fast Russian military and civilian movement into Ukrainian regions now under Moscow control. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Speaking in a congratulatory message to the Border Service, a branch of Russia's Federal Security Service, on their Border Guard Day holiday, Putin said the task was to reliably cover the lines in the vicinity of the combat zone. Attacks inside Russia have been growing in intensity in recent weeks, chiefly with drone strikes on regions along the border, but increasingly also deep in the country, including on an oil pipeline northwest of Moscow on Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The United States and Saudi Arabia are calling on warring sides in Sudan to extend a ceasefire due to expire Monday. A joint statement early Sunday noted that the current ceasefire was imperfect, referring to repeated bouts of fighting since the ceasefire went into effect. The current truce will expire at 9:40 p.m. local time Monday. The statement asked for Sudan's military government as well as the rival paramilitary rapid support forces to continue negotiations. Residents reported sporadic clashes Saturday in parts of Omdurman. This is VOA News. Turkey is voting Sunday in a presidential runoff election. Incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is seeking a third term and is seen as the frontrunner after narrowly missing victory in the first round. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Voting was brisk at an Istanbul ballot station in the Kadıköy neighborhood. Incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan and challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu said at last-minute rally Saturday that turnout will be key to the outcome of the presidential poll. With Erdogan seeking a third decade in power, Bora, a voter who only wanted to be identified by his first name, said democracy itself is on the ballot.
Halkın kendi kendini yönetmesi, yani cumhuriyet.
He said, people's rule, the republic, these are values we have come here to defend. For 20 years, this government has only been trying to lead us to a legitimate monarchy, trying to make the parliament dysfunctional. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Oman's Sultan Haitham bin Tariq Al Said arrived in Tehran on Sunday for a two-day visit, semi-official Tasnim news agency reported, 2 days after Muscat mediated a prisoner swap between the Islamic Republic and Belgium. The visit takes place amid tensions between Iran and the West over Tehran's nuclear program, as well as allegations it is supplying drones for Russia's war in Ukraine, plus the Islamic Republic's human rights violations. Tehran denies selling drones to Moscow for use in the Ukraine war. Pope Francis returned to work Saturday, meeting with a famous American director after a fever interrupted his regular schedule. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The pontiff met with Martin Scorsese and a number of other artists while addressing a conference on the global ethics of the Catholic imagination, according to Vatican News. He also met with visitors from Georgetown University. The Vatican's confirmation of the 86-year-old Pope's fever sparked concerns about Francis's health. In March, he was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed with acute bronchitis. The Vatican says the Pope will preside over Pentecost Mass Sunday and meet with Italy's president Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union has been at the forefront of the fight against climate change and the protection of nature for years, but it now finds itself under pressure from within to pause new environmental efforts amid fears they will hurt the economy. With the next European Parliament election set for 2024, some leaders and lawmakers are concerned about antagonizing workers and voters with new binding legislation and restrictive measures, and are urging the 27-nation bloc to hit the brakes. Measures to extend protection to large swaths of land are a center of controversy. Diane Roberts, VOA News.